This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Over the years, many great things have drifted across the border from Canada, but Vive Crop Protection is a new company out of Ontario that makes proven products cutting edge with the use of nanotechnology. Vive's Tony Zatilny says the company creates fertilizer-compatible versions of fungicides and insecticides that you already know and trust.
Vive is the first company in the U.S. to have nanotechnology approved for crop protection uses by the EPA. So this is leading edge, right at the front end of this new technology platform.
He says nanotechnology is the science of very small things.
What that allows us to do is, you think about a plant, and if you're trying to create something inside a plant, some functionality, you're talking about cellular level size. So it makes sense to have a very small thing interact with a very specific small site plant, whether it's in the root or on the leaf. So generally, we are able to take chemistry to a specific site in a plant and have it become effectively used.
Zatilny says they're doing things differently.
If you look at the industry in general, today, if you're going to find a brand new chemical, it's going to take $300 million and 12 years to get to market. We can take an existing molecule that's well known by the farmer and repurpose it so it begins to do different things.
Listen tomorrow for more on Vive and the work they're doing to improve fungicide and insecticide management.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.